Like to welcome everybody this evening. We appreciate being in the Lord's house and appreciate the great crowd we have this evening. Brother Levi asked us to open up. We come across this scripture this week and I kind of feel like reading it. It's in 2 Corinthians 3 and 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We have a great liberty in this church, and I pray that everybody just follow the Lord tonight and use the liberty we have to do everything the Lord asks of you tonight. Let's lift Brother Levi up, and we can see some great things done here tonight if everybody just follow everything the Lord give us tonight. And I'll try to say a prayer and get out of the way here. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time and opportunity to be in your house, Lord. And we pray that you just be in the service in a mighty way tonight, Lord. And lift the preacher up tonight, Lord. And the gospel will go out and touch some hearts. And we just pray that we could all find our spot and do everything that's asked of us tonight, Lord. And we just thank you for how good you are to us in this life and everything you've done for us. And we just thank you once again for everything. Amen. Amen. Turn it over to Brother Taylor.
Page 146.
There the paths of disappointment through decay.
38.
Thank you.
Page 71. Page 71.
Yeah, and we appreciate being in the Lord's house tonight. And this, we got just a fantastic crowd. Appreciate everybody being here tonight. We ask everybody to stand their feet. Anybody have any unspoken requests? Anybody have any spoken requests? Continue to pray for our pastor. Anybody got anything on their heart at all? Remember Karen, the family. That's Brother Sean Hendrickson, the least prayer. Ask at this time, anybody got a testimony or song in their heart? I don't really have nothing else on my heart. I'll give you a few more seconds here, but. Let's pray and lift Brother Levi up, and just pray the Lord can use him tonight. Taylor, did you hear that?
Jesus first, and that's this earth. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me.
And some folks, they live on their wealth and pride. I may be poor, but I'm satisfied. Great Jehovah, He owns it all, don't you see? And underneath His loving wings, I'm as happy as a king. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. And oh, how precious is His grace, when you know the time and place. When you quit this world of sin, down on your knees. And once He caught my fallen soul, now it's better felt than told. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. I claim Jesus first of all. He will answer when I call. For I know that I'm a soul, the sun set free. For I am God's own child by birth, the highest honor on this earth. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me.
Pray for us. This, I feel like this song gets on our heart a lot, and it's through it all. I just love the words to it. It's just so beautiful, and it means so much to me. I hope it means so much to you too. Just pray for us, and we'll do our best.
I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions about tomorrow, and there have been times when I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong.
Yeah, this is so true.
For if I never had
Appreciate those songs and appreciate the move. I feel like we fail at not using the altar enough. There's no shame in coming up here and leaving some stuff at the altar. I know I'm guilty. I probably carry around more than I need to, and be a lot easier on me if I wasn't so stubborn and just give some stuff to the Lord. But we think we can take care of everything on our own, and we usually fall on our face when we try to do that. But anybody else got anything at all? Again, church, just really pray and lift Brother Levi up, and we just gonna turn over to him.
Thankful to be back in the Lord's house this evening. I'm thankful for the sweet spirit that's here tonight. Thankful for what we've already felt, Cooper. I could go to the house right now and say it's been good to be in the Lord's house. But I believe there's more to be done here this evening. I thought about that song, Thank Jesus First of All. Why he saved my soul, buddy. And if that's all he had ever done for me, that'd been good enough. But he's given me a promise that I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home and living in that good country he's got prepared for us up there, Jay. And that's been on my mind. And y'all just pray. I might not be before you long. I just want to follow the Lord, sit down. I desire your prayers this evening. And I'll be reading in the, I might read a little bit in the 13th chapter of Numbers and the 14th chapter. And this is when Moses had sent a man from every tribe to go spy out the land of Canaan. He told him, he said, go see what's over there. Go see the inhabitants of the land. And and if be ye of good courage and bring of the fruit of the land. And I just want to just read a little bit here in the 13th chapter, and then I'll skip over to the 14th. And in the 26th verse, and it said, and when they came to Moses and to Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, and unto all the congregation, and shewed them the fruit of the land. And they told them, and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. And they go on and told them, showed them the fruit of the land, and they told them that they can't go over there, Jay. He said, these giants over there, and y'all just pray. They wasn't wanting to go, but Caleb, he stilled the crowd or the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well and able to overcome it. And they still, they wanted to stay where they is at, Jay. But y'all just pray. I'll probably read this 14th chapter a little bit. And it said, and like I say, they wasn't wanting to go, said these giants over in that country. And it said, and all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God had we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. Listen to this. It says, then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel, and Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land. For they are bred for us, their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us, fear them not. And I got to thinking about that promised land, Jay, and the Lord's prepared it for us this evening. And why they was afraid to go into Canaan, afraid of the giants that were in the land, Billy Ray. And I got to thinking about that, why the devil, he'll put every excuse in front of you not to come to get the land that the Lord's prepared for you this evening. And I'm so thankful when I was just 8-year-old boy, little Billy Ray, why he gave me the opportunity to get my ticket to the promised land. And I want you to know, if you're here lost this evening, why you can come get your ticket to the promised land. Why Cooper, he said, go seek out the fruit of the land. I'm thankful this evening why they saved people before me, showed me the fruit of the land. Yeah. I want you to know, Jeremy Martin, that fruit was Jesus. Yeah. Let me know that I could be in that land filled with milk and honey this evening. And while them children Israel, they wanted to stay over in the wilderness. And Caleb told them, he said, we can fight them giants over there. Well, the Lord, he can help you through it all, it's seeming like that song said. And I want you to know, if you hear him all, for why you can be found today. I'm thankful, Jeremy, if he can save me, why he can save you this evening. He gave us that promise, didn't he, Billy Ray? I'm thankful for that this evening, and thankful for what I can feel in my heart. Y'all just pray, but... I'm thankful I'm going to that land one of these days. Thankful that he set it up for me for the foundation of the world. I'm going that way, and I want you to know if you're hearing lost, you can too. Don't let the devil put things in your mind. He'll put give you every excuse, Billy Ray, not to come up here and get what the Lord has for you. And I want you to know they was right there. They could have entered in over into Canaan, but they chose not to. And the Lord put them in that wilderness 40 years. I want you to know this evening, the alternative of turning the Lord away and getting this great gift is going to a devil's hell this evening. I don't want to see nobody go to that dreadful place. Why don't sit there? Just come this evening. If you want to go where the Lord's at, why, just come this evening. Why, if they'd just followed the Lord right there, they could have went into that country. But they decided not to, Cooper, and they changed their mind right quick over here in the next chapter. Moses told them, don't go over there. Lord won't help you now. You done turned him away. And they went over anyway. But I feel like we need a song. There's the sweet spirit here this evening. I'm so thankful to be here. I know that wasn't a lot of preaching, but that's all I feel like going. And if you're hearing lost this evening, come get what the Lord's got for you. Don't sit where you're at. Why don't you come tonight? Lord's give me something that's give me a joy that's unspeakable this evening. And he wants you to have it. That's why he sent his son for us this evening. To die on that old rugged tree just for you. He made that way for you as he made the way for the children of Israel to get through the Egyptians and get through that wilderness. That's why he sent his son for you this evening to make that way for you. Son loves you, Satan. He wants you to go home with us one of these days. That's why we gathered out here today. We want to see you go home with us.
Satan. Don't let the devil put something in your way. Just trust in the Lord. He's never left me. He's never forsaken me. For you to leave and not feel what I feel.
Yeah,
But that's about as far as I feel like going. Does anybody have something on their heart? Maybe a song or a testimony? Lord wants to save you, Satan. I'm thankful for that. The call's still going out to you. Still giving opportunity. I'm thankful for that this evening.
Of making a move that they need to make.
Mm-hmm.
And that message was so sweet and so precious. And I thought about when I was lost. I was in Egypt. I was totally lost, and God brought me out of that into a different country. And then he wanted me to grow and learn, and he wanted me to follow. And if I wouldn't have followed what God wanted me to do, I wouldn't have gotten to the spot I needed to be to.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we want to turn around and run back to what we felt like we were comfortable in. But it's a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible mistake that the devil tells us.
Yeah.
We can't face those giants. We can't on our own, neither could David.
Mm-hmm.
But with God's help, we can face those giants and we can claim what is ours.
Mm-hmm.
That God has already given it to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's ours.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to claim it.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that I have that in my heart. I'm thankful that I have God's guidance. I'm surely not perfect, but I try to live for the Lord and do what He wants me to do so that I can show other people. If I turn around and ran back to Egypt, I'm not going to show anybody anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thankful that for the spirit that God gives you. And if you're here and you're just kind of wondering with that, just give it to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I like what Shayla came from Auburn and prayed. You know, like somebody said, we need to use the altar more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thankful for these services today. I'm thankful for you two young men that have stood and filled in. So.
I have one more verse. Like I said earlier, the devil will give you anything, any reason not to come up here and get saved. But I want you to know, that's why we gathered out here. We want to see you get saved. We want to see you get what we got in our heart this evening. So why don't you come this evening? We'll all gather around you and pray. Just come as I sing.
And Lord, I give the mind.
it back over to Ryan. Pray for a church. And if you're sitting there and the Lord's still giving you opportunity this evening, you might be sitting there and saying one more song. This is you one more song this evening. You might say, preacher, it ain't as strong as it was before. He's still calling.
Yeah.
Giving you that opportunity. Just sit and think about where you're going this evening. And trust in the Lord and He'll save you. Pray for them as they sing.
Jeremiah said, Lord, you've deceived me. And Lord, you've done me wrong. I've been out here preaching faithfully. Seems you've left me all alone. So I said, I'll not speak or mention your name at all. But your word is like a fire burning in my bones. No, I can't quit when there's a fire burning in my soul. Sometimes I want to lay it down. He gives me strength to carry on. I know while on this battlefield sometimes we'll face defeat, but I can't quit when there's a fire burning in me. So many are quitting, they're laying down the sword, they've grown weary battle that we are fighting for our Lord. But when I think of what He did on the cross of Calvary, I lift up the blood-stained banner.
thankful for that song, that testimony. Anyone else got anything? If not, we say it's good to be here this evening. We'll turn it over. Sure can. Everybody that would gather.
I appreciate that, Greg. We have not tried to be secretive about this. There are a lot of things we don't know the answers to yet. But we do know that Terry's CLL is no longer in remission. It has really gone up quite a bit. So we do have a call into Columbus. They're supposed to call us in the morning. Well, we actually had a conference with them yesterday, and the doctor's calling in the morning. So we don't know what that holds. We do know the Lima called today, and they want him to have a CT scan also of his abdomen area. He does have some loops in his bowel. We do know that because we had x-rays done Friday. So there are a number of things we do know. His white count is elevated. However, his red count is good. So that's good because they told us that at Columbus a long time ago, that if the white count's elevated and the red count's still okay, that's not terrible. So we do know that. But we do know we're fighting some battles, and we do know that we need your prayers. So I appreciate that. I appreciate Greg requesting that. And when I know more, I'm not secretive with it. I want your prayers. We want your prayers. We love everybody, and we know prayer changes things.
Alvin, my prayer. Thankful for that prayer.
Yeah.
Certainly remember our pastor. Anybody got anything before we come to a close?